Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 28th day of Adar Rishon, Tavshin Pei Dalet, Masechta Nedarim, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Vav. We learned earlier on a Mishnah, which is very, very similar to this Mishnah. Some say that it's only brought here because of the Sefer, the end of the Mishnah, which has a Chiddush, something new. Others say that although we had a similar halacha earlier on, that was talking about people who are on the road. Here we're talking about even in the city, this law will apply. Hamudar hana'a mechaverai, person who banned having any benefit from his friend. Ve'ein lo mayachal, and his friend doesn't have what to eat. And the person who made that ban now has nothing to eat, and the other fellow wants to help him out, but he can't give him directly. So what does he do? Nois noy la'acher, he can give the food, or he can give something to someone else, l'shumatana, as a gift, v'hala mutraba, and then the person who was banned having anah from that fellow is allowed to have it. He's allowed to take the gift from that third party. But, the Gemara explains, if it was quite clear that the only reason that the person who was forbidden giving an honor to his friend, who was forbidden to give an honor to his friend, if the only reason that he gave her the matana was on condition that he gives it to the person who was banned from having it off from him, then that's not on. You can't do that. That's also, that would be tantamount to breaking the neder. There was a story with a man who was in Bet Horon. Bet Horon is a city in the north of the Yehuda region. Shahaya Aviv Mudar Hamed Hana. Sad case. It was a case where his father was forbidden from having any Hana from his son. His son had made a neder. And Vahoya Masis Benoi, the son was now marrying off his son. Which was the grandson of his father, and the son wanted to invite his father to the marriage of his father's grandson. But of course, there's an edda there. There's a vow, and he made a vow that his father's not allowed to have any enough from him. So how can he? Or his father was forbidden to have any enough from him, and he wants to invite his father. So what does he do? This is what he did. The son said to his friend, Chotzer usu'uda nesunim lach b'matana. The yard where I'm making my suda for the marriage of my son, for which it's my father is not allowed to enter the chotzer, not enter the yard, and the meal, all of that is given to you as a gift. I'm giving it to you, my friend, as a gift. Ve'einon lefanecha el k'dei sheyova abba v'yochel emone basuda. But I'm only giving it to you in order that my dad should be able to come and participate and eat with us at that meal. In other words, he made it very clear that this was a scheme. Oh, it was a scheme. Amalai, his friend says, ah, im shalihim, if they are mine, if your chotzer, if your yard where the chotzer is taking place is mine, and if the food's mine, the suda's mine, harihem mukdashin ashamayim, I'm going to make them hektish. I'm going to give them make them hektish to the temple treasury. Amalai, the son said, no, lo nosati es sheli shetakdishim l'shamayim. I have not given you the chotzer and the meal so that you could do what you want with it and makdish it. No, I'm only giving it to you for the purpose that it's yours so that my father, who has been banned from having anah from me, will be able to benefit from the yard and from the masuda. Amaloi, his friend responded, Lo nosatali es shalach, ela shetahe atov avicha sh'ochlim v'shosim u'misratzim zeh lo zeh. The only reason you gave me your yard, what belongs to you and your food, is only so that you and your father can sit there and eat and drink and be friendly with each other. And me, vihe ova in toliberosha, and I'll have the sin on my head, meaning that you have a desire, all you want is to satisfy yourself with having your father there, but the stumbling block will become through me. I'll be the tool, the vehicle through which this vow is going to be broken. is going to be violated. I don't want to be the tool that through which your vows, or the vow that your father was not allowed to have an offer from you is going to be violated. When this story came before the sages to express an opinion, they said, "Kol matana she'ena she'mikdisha ena mukadeshes." Any gift that's given to someone, but the person, the recipient, is told that he cannot be makdishet, that if he's makdishet, it doesn't become hekdish, and it's only a scheme. Ena matana. That's not really a matana. It's not really a gift. And in that situation, it would indeed be forbidden for the person who has been banned from having anah from the giver of the gift, as if it wasn't given away at all. Perek Shishi, Mishnah Aleph. We learned a famous rule when it comes to making vows, and that is we follow how people talk. We go after Loshon B'nei Adam, a very important principle. And therefore we interpret a person's vow according to the way it's accepted, in the area that he made the vow, in the city, amongst the people that he's living with. From here, we're going to now continue talking about the meaning of what is meant by the person who makes the vow based on this rule. says the Mishnah, Hanoider min ha-mevushel, person who says, Koinem, I'm making also like a korban, anything that's cooked for me. Mutter batzoliu vasholuk, he's permitted to eat roasted food, vasholuk, and sholuk food. Now what's sholuk mean? Now some say sholuk means it's overcooked. It's not cooked, they say it would not be called mevushel, it's absolutely overcooked. Others say that sholuk is undercooked, and it's not cooked enough, and therefore it's not included in mevushel. Mevushel, according to some, is only if it's undercooked, because if it's overcooked, it's still called mevushel, and others say different. Now, this is, of course, in a place where the term mevushel, cooked, does not include roasted or things that are under-overcooked. If it does, if the person making this vow would be living in such a place, the Rambam clearly paskins that he would not be able to have roasted or cooked or not. Our Mishnah is talking about where mevushel cooked was more of a limited application. Omar, if the person said, Koinom tavshil she'eni toyem, I hereby declare also like a korban, any food, any tavshil, I will not eat. Now what does tavshil mean? Tavshil, the root of the word tavshil is cooking, is bashal, is bishal. Says the Mishnah, Osur b'maisa kedera rach. He's forbidden to have anything that's cooked that has liquid. Umutr b'ove, that's liquidy. That's got gravy or sauce. Umutr b'ove. But he's permitted to have something that's very thick, more viscous. For example, a porridge, etc. The Gemara explains that in those days, or in that particular case, they would only call tavshil a food that was cooked that a person would eat with his bread. If he'd eat it with his bread, then would it be called a tavshil. If it's a food that would be eaten without bread, then it would not be called tavshil. That's how the Gemara defines what tavshil was. And apparently, if it was something that was very liquidy, they would usually have it with bread, therefore it's called a tavshil. If it was much thicker, it was like a porridge, then they would eat it without bread. So, Mishnah says he's also mutter, or mutter beveitzas tromita. Someone who made a vow not to eat tavshil would also be permitted to have beitzas tromita. What's beitzas tromita? That's an egg that's been boiled in hot water, but it's soft boiled. And they used to swallow a soft boiled egg and not to eat it with bread. And they used to do it, it was also medicinal. It would help them and heal them. And therefore, it's not considered a tavshil once again because they would not have it together with bread. Some say that tarmita is a Greek word, it means very, very liquidy or very soft, very loose food. Uvidlas Horamutza. And a further thing that he's permitted to eat, if he says, making a vow from not eating anything of a tafshil, anything that's called tafshil, he's allowed to have bidlas remutza. Dalas is a pumpkin, and remutza means in hot ash. What they would do is they would take a bit of pumpkin and they would leave it in hot ash, and that would sweeten it. It would make it less bitter. That is not called a tafshil, and therefore one who made a nadir from tafshil is allowed to have that food.